Jerry Moody is sitting halfway up the bleachers at the Eastern Missouri Commission Livestock Auction in Bowling Green. The soft-spoken rancher with a pipe in his breast pocket is going to watch a quarter of his herd sold off today.
That's your income, you know. It's your livelihood. You sell that, what's next, you know?
With the cost of feed so high, no fields to graze, and water running low, Moody is out of options.
All right, ready to go?
Yep.
It's a narrative that's playing out in Missouri and the rest of the Corn Belt as ranchers thin their herds to get through the drought. And that's projected to impact prices at the grocery store. Many cows are going directly to slaughter, so a pound of hamburger is expected to be cheaper in the coming months. But USDA analyst Ricky Volpe says the flip side is that supply will ultimately bottom out and prices will go up.
This drought really can only exacerbate the situation. It can only raise prices, and it can only increase our outlook for retail prices.
Overall, the U.S. herd has slowly declined to its lowest level in 60 years, and it took a major hit from droughts in Texas and Oklahoma last year. It could take at least 3 years for some cow-calf operators to rebuild their herds and level out supply and demand. Things could get worse, too, as rising feed costs and a terrible hay crop might lead to even more sell-offs in the coming months. Just outside of Pacific, Missouri, rancher Bill McLaren fills a bucket with increasingly expensive feed. This time of year, cows should be grazing fields that have been in his family for almost a century. Nevertheless, McLaren counts himself lucky because, for now, he has plenty of hay.
We generally start feeding hay in December. We start feeding hay 4th of July this year.
That's a big problem because hay is typically used to get through the cold winter months.
Today's the first day this week when I have had a phone call of somebody wanting to buy hay.
State officials are doing what they can to help out, working to open up conservation land for grazing. Even the Missouri Department of Transportation is getting involved, waiving the fee farmers pay to haul wide loads of hay down country roads. But the sense of desperation is deepening, as many of the state's cow-calf operators continue to face agonizing choices. Back at the auction in Bowling Green, most ranchers are looking to ride out the drought by selling less marketable cows. But for some, the brutal summer has cost them their entire herd. Justin Angel runs the auction with his brother and is standing in the pens where cattle wait before entering the auction ring.
There's a guy named Bobby Jansen, and his cows are right over there. He's from down at a little town called Leopold. He's got individual records on every cow on his place for 20 years, and they're all here. He said, Justin, he said, there's just nothing left.
The rancher he's talking about isn't at the auction today. Angel got the feeling the small producer from southeast Missouri didn't want to see a herd he's built over 20 years sold off in a single day. My colleague Adam Allington says the situation for the region's corn producers is just as bad, except for one key difference.
This is a story about weather, farming, and the role crop insurance plays in fixing the problems caused by Mother Nature. Steve Turner farms about 2,700 acres in Cass and Mason counties in Illinois. About one-third of those acres are irrigated, but the rest, he says, are parched, withered, and effectively dead, like this field we're standing in.
That plant just literally died. And some of this is dying and falling over, and even this, it ain't going to take much to break it over.
Turner says this summer is the worst drought he's seen since the 1980s, and the 0.2 inch of rain mean what little corn survives will be of poor quality.
There's a rare sight called an ear corn.
Not much of an ear.
Not much of an ear there. That's about 25% of the size of an ear.
With much of his corn already toast, Turner says if he doesn't get some rain over the next couple weeks, his soybean crop might also be wiped out. Thankfully for Turner and 85% of corn farmers, crop insurance will compensate him for most of his losses.
It acts as a stabilizing agent. It's what allows us to move through years like this and still have a viable and really functioning food production system.
Nathan Fields is an economist for the National Corn Growers Association. He says it's years like this which prove the necessity of the crop insurance program, which are supported by hefty federal subsidies to both farmers to pay their premiums and to the crop insurance companies to cover losses.
When you have large weather events like this, if the insurance companies are hit with this number of claims all at once, it threatens the viability of that industry as well.
as bad as the drought is, Fields estimates that national corn production will only be down around 12 to 15% over last year. But even that small of a decrease could translate into additional tens of billions in payouts from taxpayers, which is how the system is designed to work.
Well, it's working if you're a farmer. Not sure it's working if you're a taxpayer.
Bruce Babcock is an agricultural economist at Iowa State University. Despite the drought, he says high prices for grain and meat mean the overall strength of the agricultural sector has never been better. And the argument that our food security depends on crop insurance just isn't true, even if some farmers are forced out of business.
The competition for land right now is fierce. There would be so many people bidding on that land next year because the prices are so high that it's not like agriculture is going down because of this drought. You know, that's what people that justify these subsidies want you to believe.
Babcock claims crop insurance should be treated like any other farm expenditure, say fertilizer or diesel fuel. But back in Illinois, farmer Steve Turner says removing all safety nets for farmers would only take agriculture back to the boom and bust of the Dust Bowl era. And the idea that farmers aren't vested in the outcomes of their harvest is just ridiculous.
This is an insurance product. The government might have subsidized it and paid a little bit of it out here for me, but I'm also writing a check for insurance policy right here. And by gosh, when you write a check for insurance policy, you've got to have the coverage and you got to have it come through like a year like this.
Earlier this week, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon announced a cost-share plan to help farmers pay the additional cost of deepening wells to get more water to livestock and crops. More than 600 Missouri farmers submitted applications in the first 2 days. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Adam Allington.